Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Preacher Bill and the Gospel Hour message. It's 11/11/2018. The morning message today, folks, is as Christians, we walk with the Lord. I put "we walk with Jesus" as the title, and I got that a little mixed up because I was trying to think of different things as I did it and forgot to go back and correct it. So if you see that and you're wondering why the is in there, it's because we walk with the Lord. That's what that's meant. As Christians, we walk with the Lord. And the Lord is who? Jesus Christ. Today's morning message, folks, is going to come from the King James Bible scriptures. We're going to go into 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. So if you want to put your finger there and hold that, that's 1 Peter chapter 2, 9 through 10. And then Matthew 7. So if you just go to Matthew 7, we're going to read 20 through 27, those verses as well, but I'll give you time to get there. As always, folks, I like to play a song before we get started, so it gives everybody a chance to get here and everybody can get in spirit. And then we'll do the prayer request for this morning. So here's our first song this morning. It's a little more than 2 minutes long. It's Rock of Ages, and it's done by Fountain View Academy. I'm not sure where they're located, but I get these songs off of YouTube because it's easier for me to do that and download them and upload them, whatever. But here's our song, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. I'll be right back. Folks, I want to thank the friends over at Fountain View Academy. I did notice in the title it does say they're from British Columbia, Canada. So praise God that they're sharing the gospel and good music up there in Canada. Folks, this morning's prayer requests are many. I got to get in here and stop that. Hang on a second. There we go. So I want to be able to do this, folks. Every Sunday I try to get out the message. I try to do some music. I definitely like to get the prayers out and the praises. So this morning we're going to start out with our prayer request. And I put Dan Charette at the top of our list. He was in a car accident a few days ago. The doctors are going to send him to have some orthopedic work done, whether it's therapy or they're going to have to see a surgeon. But the orthopedics will be able to decide. He broke his clavicle or fractured it pretty bad. He's banged up from the accident. He was hit broadside by a gentleman fleeing the police. So let's hope everything works out well, that the vehicle is not a big issue for the company. They can replace it, and that Dan can be healthy and happy again and back to work before long. It's going to take some time. The damage to a clavicle is unbelievable, folks. You don't just go right back out and go to work. Tara Fincher, having MRI results pretty soon. She's had some, I guess, some results by the doctor already, but there's some things that have to be done. She'll end up in a wheelchair someday, I'm sure, like she said, but for now, we're just praising God that the results are coming in. The doctors think there's some things they can do to make that so she can be comfortable. Lulu, a friend of ours in Mexico, MRI results she's waiting on. Lorna Woods, her knee popped out the other day, and she's in a lot of pain, and I know that's painful. I've known people that went through it. It's very painful. Bill Fiordal, Unspoken. Let's see. Oh, I got to go back. Let me go back. There's some other prayer requests. I know there are, and they're Unspokens as well. Robin Carvel, Unspoken. Ann Kimberly, Unspoken. Mark Warren, Unspoken. Monica Hernandez, Unspoken. And I count them Unspoken because they're in the comments, but they didn't make any comments, folks. Then we have a praise for Sylvia Caffrey. I believe that's how you say her name. Yeah, Caffrey, because I get caught up in things and forget what I'm doing. But Sylvia asked for prayer for her husband for work a while ago, so we want to pray for that. And he's gotten work. From what she told me, he's got a great teaching job all of a sudden, and it's going well, and he's happy about that, so praise God for that. My friend Lovis, her pastor, is doing well in the hospital, and I'm assuming everything's well. He might even be home by now. I haven't been able to check in on people the last couple of days. It's been so busy for me. That's another thing, folks. Pray that I can find the time to be able to do the things that the Lord asked me to do. Without frustration, without any aggravation, that somehow the Lord puts it all together and it just flows, because it does get frustrating at times. Cammie Coates, prayers for family and protection. We're still praying for that. So there's others, I know there are, but while we're at it, folks, pray for those people in the fires in California. Pray for the families during that shootout that are still dealing with that shooting at that nightclub. Folks, there's so many things that are going on in this world. That's why today's message is very important. But, Lord, we just ask you, watch over us and keep us safe and continue to help us to pray for those that need us, Lord, that we would be able to be there for them, that we could always be able to seek out what we can to share the gospel with them and be able to pray for all their needs. And, Lord, we know you'll answer them if we just ask. As you say, all this we ask in Jesus' name, and we know that you'll serve us and you'll take care of us. And I don't mean serve us as we serve you, Lord, but you'll serve us because you are our Savior and you do take care of us. Thank you, Father, for being there, for allowing us to be able to have that curtain torn so that we can witness, so that we can share, because Jesus takes our prayers to you and he gets them answered in whatever manner you see fit, Lord. Thank you, Father, for all that you provide us. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, some days it's very tiring to have to share the gospel with people when they don't listen, or when they're not interested in listening, or when it comes down to they want to try to call you a hypocrite. But, you know, God said that was going to happen, and it happens to me on a regular basis, more and more, every day, from somewhere, somehow. Not every day. I shouldn't say every day, but it happens more and more on a regular basis, okay? So this morning's message is, as Christians, we walk with Jesus. We walk with the Lord. As Christians, we're supposed to be doing what's right. We're supposed to be not worrying about what the world thinks of us, not caring one iota, as long as we're doing what God asked us to do and share the gospel. And that's why, like I said, as these fiery darts from the devil come, we have the power of the Lord to sustain anything the devil throws our way. By reading his scriptures, by wearing the shield, by keeping his word close to our hearts, we can fight off anything that the devil throws us, including despair, depression, anxiety, and any other sin that comes along. But we're going to look at 1 Peter 2. Let me get over there, because I didn't set my book this morning. So I'm going to do this differently. But I want you to understand something, folks. there are some things that are going on in this world, and you know, if you look around, like the fires, like the shootings, like the GLBT, like the problems with our system and our government, of the stones that are being thrown by one another throughout politics right now, name-calling, all of that nonsense, and the Lord says, look, you know what? I'm in control. You don't have to be in control. I am. And everything that's going on, I am so in control of it that they will never win. Just keep that in mind. Sin never has won out, and it never will. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2. Down at 9 and 10, it says this. But ye are a chosen generation. He was talking to Christians. You're a chosen generation. Jesus said, we were chosen by God. We can't get to Jesus unless God chose us to go to Jesus. Now, if you're not a follower of Christ, it's because God didn't put you in that pathway right now. Not because he doesn't want you there. For whatever reason, he's using you and molding you for a special purpose. Some say, well, I don't understand. I don't have the same gift as other people in the church. I just don't have the ability to go out, knock on doors, and witness. Don't let that bother you. If you're in any realm right now of hearing my voice or listening to the Word of God, it's because God called you to listen. That's where you're at right now. And it says you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You know what a royal priesthood is? We are royalty. We're not bums in the street. We're not, just because we don't have great riches and houses and all of those mansions and a yacht and all of those things, does not mean we're not royal. We're royal because we're part of God's family. And all of God's inheritance is given to us. Everything that God has in heaven in store for us, here on this earth as well, everything that we gain from, be it whether it's food, water, a place to live, place to stay warm, a good job, whatever, or no job whatsoever. You're alive today. That in itself should be enough. That belongs to God. He gave you the breath to breathe. A holy nation. What's a holy nation? It's a nation, is a group or a society of. And the holy nation is the nation of Jesus Christ. And if you're part of God's family, you're part of that nation. A peculiar people. You know why we're peculiar? Because the world doesn't like us. And we're meant to be different. And we're supposed to be different. And we're supposed to go about being different. That's why when they beat us up for being a Christian or say, oh, you're a hypocrite, or oh, judge thee lest ye should be judged, all of those things, that's because they don't want to hear from a peculiar people. They don't want to hear from somebody who says, I know Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear the truth. Okay? That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And I'm telling you, folks, people don't want to hear you praising God because you no longer live the way you used to live. Born-again believers, and I say this because the Bible says when you become a new creature, you become born again. Now, some would say, well, the born-again believers are a bunch of hypocrites. Hey, say what you want. I know who I was. I know what kind of lifestyle I lived. I know what kind of person I was. I know how violent I could be back when. And I know what I can do today. But I choose, because God asked me to get away from the life I was leading and get on the right path and do what was said to me in scriptures. Jesus said he would leave and he would go and prepare a place for me, and he was going to heaven to do that. And then so he was going to make sure that I have a nice place in heaven no matter what I do down here, as long as I do what he asked me to do, because he said, I go and prepare a place for you, and if I do not go, I cannot have a comforter come, and that comforter is the Holy Spirit who talks to me, walks with me, and guides me on my way. And that's the same for you. If you allow for Jesus to be part of your life, the Holy Spirit comes into your life, and if you're reading the Bible and walking the walk and talking the talk, as I've said 1,000 times if I've said it once, if you're doing those things for Christ, even if you do something wrong, even if you commit a sin, the Holy Spirit's going to whisper in your ear, don't do that. Or he's going to make you aware of it, be it whether it's at the exact moment or after the fact, but most likely before you do it, he's going to convict your heart and say, don't do it. And that's an answered prayer in itself and a prophecy within itself, because God said he will protect his children. Now, I'm telling you, folks, they can call me all the names they want. They can say whatever they want about my past. They can say whatever they want about my present. And they can even say whatever they want what may happen in my future. But I know that I have Jesus Christ to protect me, guide me, strengthen me, and carry me through, because I intend to give my whole heart, my whole soul, my whole mind, my whole body to Jesus Christ. And that's what I ask of all of you, to do the same. Let's look at verse 10. Which in time past ye were not a people, because you were off the wall, you weren't acting as a Christian, you weren't being a good person, you were just an animal running wild in the world, just living however you want to live, and we all know they do this. They're not a people. Half of them are running around wild and crazy. But are now the people of God. When you become a child of God, you become part of God's family, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Thank God for Jesus. Because without Jesus, we wouldn't have that mercy. We wouldn't have anything. I'm going to go on over to Matthew, because I think you're going to want to hear this, folks. And I'm going to go right to it, because if I don't, and I get going, what's going to happen is you're going to see I'll probably miss out on part of the message. Now listen to this. Matthew 7. If you go to Matthew chapter 7, go to verse 20. We're going to read from 20 to 27, and I'm going to go right through here. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. What are your fruits? You know what they are. Your fruits are what you do for the Lord. You are the vine. He is the system. If you're the branch of that vine, rather, he's the vine, you're the branch, you produce fruit. You go out in the world as one of his branches, and you share the gospel, and that brings fruit, brings in the sheaves, like that nice song that we've sung in the past, bringing in the sheaves. You're bringing in those that are of God's family, and you try to witness to them and teach them and guide them and strengthen them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. You see, many Christians go around, and that's where this message comes from, folks, is that many Christians going around saying, I go to church, I'm a good person, I read my Bible, I'm a Christian. Are you? What do you do for God? That's what I want to know. By going to church, that doesn't do anything for God. That's a selfish act. That's you going there. That's right, I said it. It's selfish just to go to the church. It's selfish just to listen to the word. If all you ever do is go there, get the word, and keep it inside you and don't share it, is that not selfish? If I gave you $1 million and said to you, I want you to go out and spend every dollar on the needy, would you do it? That's what God wants from us. He wants to give you that millions of words, millions and millions upon suggestions, and how you can witness, and how you can do something for him. That's what that is. Let's look at verse 22. Many say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. Well, if you're going to call out to Lord and you're not a Christian, why would he want to listen to you? Because in that day, there's going to come that time. He will ignore you, and the Bible tells us that. And that's just what it says here. He says, where did I lose it? It says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. And then they say, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? You see, they're boasting. They're bragging about it. I'm not saying that we shouldn't go around sharing with others that we do these things. I'm not saying, because if we don't share it, how are they going to know how to serve Christ? I've had people say to me, don't break your hand patting yourself on the back, Preacher Bill, just because you do all those things. I'm not. I'm trying to explain to you, this is what I do for Christ, and if you're not doing them, what are you doing for Christ? Verse 23, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You see, because you say you go to church, because you say you're a Christian, because you say you read your Bible, and you even say you might go on witness. Are you doing it for Christ? Are you doing it for your own glory? Because many of them are looking to get something for what they do instead of just doing it. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. You see, the rock is Jesus Christ. The rock is the one that holds us together. The rock is the one, when the storms come through, won't blow down that house. Now look further. It says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And when you're founded upon Christianity, as true Christianity, you see your sins and you no longer do them. You see what goes on around you and you don't partake in it. That's what real Christians do. They go, I'm sorry, I can't be part of that. I can't go out to the clubs with you. I can't go smoking dope with you. I can't go shooting needles in my arm so I can get high. I can't run around being promiscuous. I have to give up my promiscuous ways. I have to stop having sex outside of marriage. I have to stop living in sin. I can't be a gay. I can't be a lesbian. I can't be a transgender. If I'm a Christian, Christ wouldn't want me to be that way. A letter came across my screen this past week of a woman who was in a church up in Canada, and the church, after so long of knowing that she was a lesbian, must have had words with her and talked to her, and that wasn't good enough. They excommunicated her. They put her outside the circle of God's family for a purpose, folks. Our churches today are allowing so much filth to come in that it's polluting our church, our holy temple, our holy place of worship. Don't get me wrong, folks. I want to save all the lost sinners. So does God. But he wants them to turn from their wicked ways. Now, that person posted that online and then was upset because so many people made comments, and so many of the followers of the world, who call all the Christians hypocrites and all kinds of foul-mouthed names, they do all that for one reason, because they live in sin and they think that it's acceptable, and that because God is love, that he'll love you, even though you're a sinner and a rotten, filthy rag. Yes, God loves you right where you are. God loves you as a filthy rag. God will clean you up, but you cannot continue to live in the sin that you live, no matter what it is, lying, cheating, stealing, drinking, drugging, promiscuous, being a GLBT, whatever you want to label it with those nice letters of GLBT, when really you're a sodomite. Just like an abortionist is nothing but a murderer. Just like a drunkard is nothing but a drunk. And a drug addict's a drug addict, no matter what you call him. You know, God didn't change. He's not going to change today. And these people that say, well, get with the times, you sound like some old fool from thousands of years ago. You're archaic words out of an old book. Well, wait till the day you're standing before the Lord and you go, Lord, remember me? Like the thief on the cross. And the Lord turned to him and said, yeah, I know you. And you'll be with me in heaven today. Because his heart was broken. And he didn't want to be who he was. And the Lord knew it. And that's what you need to do. You have to have a broken and contrite heart right now, today. Change who you are. Get right with God. Do the best you can to serve the Lord. And when I say that, I don't mean, well, I would like to, but I can't. That's not being best. You want to be, if you want to be successful in your job, you try harder. You do more, not less. You want to be a good Christian, that's your job. Do more, not less. Says here, and the rain descended on, the floods came down, and then beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. You know why? Because in verse 26 it says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. Where's your house built? Your house built on rocks? Is it on a foundation? Is it on sand sinking? Think about that, folks. Think about the building that you stand in. or sit in or live in, if it don't have a good foundation, what would happen to it? Father, I ask you to give us the good wisdom today that the people would see what I mean by a rock, what I mean by sand, what I mean by serving the Lord, and what I also mean by what is sin in their life. They know the sins, Lord. They know what they have to do. They know how to change. Will they change? Will they pick up your book and read it and find the answers? And Father, most of all, I ask for all the prayers and requests that I've asked. We want for thy will to be done, not ours. Thank you, Father, for giving us the love that you do and help us to have a better heart and a better compassionate spirit to serve your word with those that are out there in this world who are sinning, Lord. I thank you, Father, for giving me the opportunity to share the gospel this morning. And I ask that you continue to help me to do your work, Lord. Bless us with a good day, and thank you for all that you've done, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, today I have to go out and save a stray cat somehow. I don't know how I'm going to catch that cat and its kittens. If there's more than one kitten or only one kitten, I've set out a trap, and I'd ask that you would pray for me that would happen. As it gets colder, we need to get them out of where they are. They're trapped under a barn. They've been coming and going. They go in there, and I've set a trap. I'm trying to help. Just pray for me that works out, that it happens today, because it's only going to get colder, and I don't want to see any of them die. God's creatures are good creatures, just like us. God wouldn't want any of us to die out in the cold. I thank you all for being here, and God bless you. Thank you for letting me share the gospel with you. I hope I've made some sense to you this morning. I have one other song for you. It's Oh How Marvelous. Try to get there. Let me get these things straightened out here. As always, it gets a little wound up for me by the time I get done. I'm just trying to do the best I can for the Lord. Let's see, where did we go? Oh, it's not on there. Here we are. God is so good to us, folks. He blesses us and keeps us no matter what. Oh, How Marvelous by some of the school teachers at White Plains Christian School during the Jubilee at White Plains Baptist Church, Mount Airy, North Carolina. That's where that one's from. And it's a good song, so I'm going to play it. Let me get it straightened out here so I can get to where we need to be. There we go. Like I told you, folks, it takes me a few minutes. I'm just not that fast on the computer. So, there we go. It's about a minute and 30 seconds. Just enough time to finish off the day. Thank you for being here, folks. Come find me, William Preacher Bill Barnes, over on Facebook. William Preacher Bill Barnes on Facebook. Have a nice Sunday, folks. God bless you. Bless you, and thank you all for being here, folks. It's been a blessing to have you out and once again listening. I hope that you've had a great day. Just like I said, come find me over William Preacher Bill Barnes on Facebook. God bless you and have a great day. It's been a pleasure having you here. The prayer requests, folks, I'll try to post them on Facebook over on the Prayers and Concern group that I run. So if you want to join that, you can do that as well. Prayers and Concern group has been a big blessing, a big help. Have a great day, folks. It's been nice. Talk to you next Sunday.